Nolte, CNN admits Joe Biden's approval rating worst in elected history. By John Nolte on April 15, 2022. CNN, a basement-rated, far-left propaganda outlet that spreads political violence and conspiracy theories, could find only one caveat not to declare his fraudulency: Joe Biden's job approval rating the lowest in the history of ever. A first-term president at this point in his presidency. Ah, this is the lowest, the CNN guy says as New Day's John Berman looks like he's about to cry. This is the lowest for anyone elected to the presidency and didn't get up there through the vice presidency, the CNN guy adds. This is a really, really, really bad number. In other words, this is the worst number since Harry Truman, who was not elected. He became president after Franklin Roosevelt died. However, Truman did go on to win a second term, all independently. So in the history of elected presidents at this point in their first term, Joe Biden's is the worst in recorded history. Teehee. Here's the relevant part of this glorious segment. KNLL is looking at the average of whatever polls KNLL deems worthy of its survey. But as you can see, even with that cherry picking, Slow Joe is doing worse than Trump, who is at 42% at this same time. Keep in mind that at this same time in Trump's term, the corporate media and deep state were going 24/7 with their Russia collusion hoax. The tweet embedded above makes a point I've made at least a gazillion times. When you look at Biden's numbers, you must keep in mind that this corrupt idiot literally does have billions and billions of propaganda dollars looking to boost him. And he's still suffering the worst approval ratings in history. Alternately, all of those same propaganda dollars were trained against Donald Trump. And Trump was not only doing better at this point in his presidency, but he also came this close to winning re-election. It is not an exaggeration to say that Biden has the corporate media, big business, academia, the deep state, big tech, and all of Hollywood working 24/7 to protect him. And he's still entering the Easter weekend in the worst shape of any elected president in recorded history. That fact shows just how extraordinary of a failure Biden's presidency is. But it also shows you that new media is still penetrating out there despite all the blacklisting, banning, algorithm manipulation, and canceling. Of course, one advantage we have against the organized left is truth, common sense, and basic human decency. Brandon sucks, and all the king's horses and all the king's men cannot prop Brandon back up again. And let's not forget that polling always oversamples Democrat support. Happy Friday, y'all. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.